selected from the choir. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. The King of Glory shall come in.
God, mighty in battle. Who is? Who who is the King of Glory. Oh, thank you so much for joining me today, Minister Daphne Smith, Purpose for Godliness, on a Saturday morning. Love you with the love of Jesus. Here every weekend at 8 a.m. Pacific time, sharing with you the Word of God, planting the seed of godly purpose in your life. And my desire is that you know what God's purpose is for your life. Amen. So whatever you're doing on this Saturday morning, let me tell you again and again and again, God desires to have, just feel the presence of the Lord. He desires to have a conversation with you. He desires to have fellowship with you. The older I get, the wiser I get, the closer to God I get, I realize that he really does desire to have a conversation with us every day, every minute, every second. And he desires to have fellowship with us. And I'm learning, it doesn't take a lot of fancy words. It just takes talking to God. I had an awesome experience this morning. Been up for a while and had some things in my mind. I just talked to the Lord and told him some things, and I just wanted to, he'll give you the answer. If you just talk to him, he will give you the answer that you need. So I just praise God for his goodness and praise God for his mercy and for his grace and for what he is doing right now. So thank you again for joining me, Minister Daphne Smith, Purpose for Godliness, on Saturday morning. Amen. Amen. So I feel kind of led to do announcements first, because I'm going to have a whole lot of pinging going on because I'm on the internet this morning. So this morning at 11 a.m., Love on Purpose Outreach Ministries, everyone is welcome, is having their monthly community grocery distribution this morning, September 23rd. Doors open at 11 a.m. Address 44217 10th Street West in the city of Lancaster, California. So everybody in the Antelope Valley area, if you need food, you know somebody needs food, go to Wayside Christian Church, 44217 10th Street West in Lancaster. Love on Purpose Pastors Mark and Tracy Vaughn will be there with their monthly community grocery distribution today at 11 a.m. Couple of more things that Love on Purpose is doing. I just want to give a shout out to them. Please support them in their homeless, providing hot showers for our homeless neighbors every Tuesday at 9:45 to 11:45. I love this. They say, you are welcome to come and shower with love and grace. And it's going to be at the Grace Resources Center. And it's 45134 North Sierra Highway in the city of Lancaster. I hope you guys are writing this down. And I'm going to put the information on my Facebook page, too. Also, Tasty Tuesdays, hot meals for the homeless. This is Love on Purpose. Tuesdays from 5 to 6 or 5 to 7. It's at the Lancaster Adult Health Daycare Center, 858 West Jackman Street, Suite 101 in the city of Lancaster. So if you want information about what they're doing, it's loveonpurpose.winks.com/LOP. You can give a donation, come out and volunteer, pray for them, pray for Lifeline Missions as we partner with them. It is just an amazing, amazing experience. So I know I said it kind of fast. So Tuesdays is the hot meals from 5 to 6 at the Lancaster Adult Healthcare Center, Health Daycare Center, 858 West Jackman Street. Also Tuesdays is hot showers from 9:45 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. at Grace Resources Center, 45134. North Sierra Highway in Lancaster. And today, this morning, monthly community grocery distribution at 11 a.m. Everyone is welcome. 44217 10th Street West in City of Lancaster. And you can donate to any of these events that Love on Purpose is doing at their website, loveonpurpose.winks.com/LOP. LOPOM. That's what I should say. LOPOM. Okay? Okay. Amen. Now, Lifeline Missions. We are located at 38138 6th Street East in the city of Palmdale, California. Our services are every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Prayer and Bible study. I'm telling you, we have a wonderful time. Prayer and Bible study. Thursday's noonday prayer. Oh, my goodness. Y'all got to come to noonday prayer. I'm telling you, we are having church on Thursday afternoon. The Spirit of the Lord came and just, I'm waiting to go higher till we just eat carpet. We just lay it out on the floor. Every Thursday at noon and Sundays, Sunday morning prayer, 9:30 a.m. And our service starts at 10 a.m. on time. Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. Our pastor is Pastor Melvin Smith, pastor and founder of Lifeline Missions. And our address again is 38138 6th Street East in the city of Palmdale, California. All right? So Tuesday, 6 p.m., Bible study. Thursday's noonday prayer. Sunday, 9:30 a.m. is prayer. And then at 10 a.m. Is our Sunday morning service. Again, the address is 38138 6th Street East in the city of Palmdale, California. That's Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. Our pastor is Pastor Melvin Smith. Amen. So all of that information is on my Facebook page, Minister Daphne Smith. I have a Purpose for Godliness page for the show. Lifeline Missions has a page and our conference has a page. So all you got to do is type in my name. I guarantee you Daphne Smith, D-A-F-F-A-N-Y Smith. All of those things will come up. Amen. Amen. So another song. And y'all know I'm going to share the word. That's just automatic. I'm not going to let you go without sharing the word of God. And yesterday we talked about Ezekiel 37. Again, it's going to be Ezekiel 37. I just kind of changed it. Yesterday was dry bones. Today I was reading the scripture. I like breath of life. So, you know, you got to, you know, breath of life. God breathed on those bones. He breathed on them. He breathed on the bodies and gave them life again. So this morning, talking about the breath of life. All right. So a song, and we'll be right back. 347-989-0144. Minister Daphne Smith. I am your host, Purpose for Godliness.
Just tell somebody better, 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 better. See, your faith has got to take you where you're going, so you got to see it before you see it. So just tell somebody it's already looking better. Things might be caving around you in the natural, but in the spirit, it's already better. Just tell somebody better, 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 better. I'm telling you, the more you see somebody else better, the more you see yourself better. Just say better. Over yourself, say self, I ain't seen nothing yet. I ain't seen nothing yet. It's already looking better for me. Y'all might as well go ahead and pray.
Oh, don't fool.
already looking better, whatever you are going through, okay? Now, it is already looking better. Whatever you're going through is already looking better. You know why? Because we have the breath of God in us. And whatever we are going through, it is already looking better. Already looking better. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're going through. So many things are happening, so much tragedy. And I was talking, we have what we call the round table. So we were talking, and you know, every now and then the Lord reminds me of, well, I'm always reminded of where I've come from, and being homeless and not knowing where you're going to stay, stuff in the car, and got your kids and got somebody else's child because they dropped them off on you because they don't want their own child. And it was rough. And we were saved in the church when we lost almost everything. You know, thank God for insurance. My dad had the wherewithal to have insurance. And even in that, I'm sure it was traumatic for my parents to pack up two little girls and go stay with mom, our grandmother, and mother-in-law, and deal with that situation. And, you know, so life happens to all of us, sickness, death, rain, sleet, snow, fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. We are not exempt from these things. Thank God for the Spirit of the Lord that covers us with His precious blood. Kind of getting off point here. The saints used to pray and plead the blood of Jesus. And we need to start going back to pleading the blood of Jesus over our lives, over our families, over our nation, over our cities. We need to go back to pleading the blood. I'm just grateful for God and the breath of life that's in me, His breath, His life that is in me, which is the most amazing thing to me, that I could walk around here in this frail body and have the Spirit of the living God living on the inside of me. It's just simply amazing. So I did a little talking on I'm saying I'm going to preach this tomorrow, but I'm not really sure how the Lord is going to take me because get your Bibles, Ezekiel 37, talking yesterday on the dryness of, you know, our churches and what they seem to look like, what I seem to experience, not just, you know, at my local church, but other churches that I go to. It seems to be, and it was, we come to church, we're excited about being there, excited about the presence of the Lord, we just glad to be there. And then there are some, they come, they look like, you know, somebody made them, somebody drug them. Why am I here? Why do I have to be here? And sometimes the enemy that uses them will, that's how I want to put it, because it's the devil, will try to hinder the move of God. I see it even when I'm watching preaching on TV. I'm saying to myself, these folks is preaching better than you saying amen. So, you know, it's not, I don't care if it's a mega church, I don't care if it's whatever size church it is. There will be some that will just sit and look, you know, like the walking dead zombies sitting right in the house of God. And for whatever reason, and it doesn't matter if the Spirit is high and the Spirit is moving, there will be some that will be sitting in our churches texting, taking selfies. I had to read my scripture. I was at a service one time, and all while I was preaching, this woman was talking. And usually, you know, I was visiting, but usually, you know, I call out the stuff. I probably should have called it out because I was going, wow, can't believe that you just talking through the whole service. She was talking, and it was just amazing. It was just amazing. So it doesn't matter where you are, you know, as far as churches, it's that spirit of apathy, apostasy, spirit of dryness, barrenness, or what have you. It seems to be in our churches. And yesterday was talking about that, even at the part of the good old days, how churches used to be. Israel was looking for that too. You know, have you seen the temple in its glory, you know, past glory, looking for what used to be. But I appreciate that the Lord dealing with me is not so much about our past successes. It's about Him moving us forward, because I can't rely on my past laurels or past successes or what the Lord did for me yesterday. Come on now, because He said in His Word, give us this day. He taught us how to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. We can't have the manna from yesterday. We got to have new manna, new bread every day. So I'm excited about the one to say that, you know, this is how we used to do it. And when we used to go to church, folks was excited, and they were. I mean, Sunday mornings, we would just see people heading to church. We'd be waving, and all of us didn't go to the same church, but somebody was going somewhere. I mean, sinners, rank sinners, drunks on the street. I'm telling you, I was raised in Chicago, so rank sinners, drunks on the street. They just turned it up Saturday, Sunday. They prepared to go to church. I'm telling you, and most of the people, I would say, on our block, in our neighborhood, went to church. I don't care if it was Catholic, Presbyterian, Lutheran, I don't care what it was, Church of Christ, I don't care, apostolic or whatever it was, people were going to church. And they went, if they didn't stay but 1 hour, they went to church. But nowadays, we don't see that. We see people heading out to the beach, heading out to the park, staying at home, washing their cars, football game. Kids got football games. Kids got basketball games. The kids got all these things that's on Sundays. So what we see now is people, they're going to run, they're going to breakfast, they're doing all these things. We see people heading out to do all of that. We live in up north from L.A., so you see people going down below. That's what they say, going down below to L.A. You see all these things happening, but we don't see people come to church. But that's what the issue was, even with the children of Israel. They were doing a whole lot of things, but they had left God in the background. And we, as believers in Christ, sometimes we leave God in the background. And when you leave Him in the background, you are going to dry up. And the amazing thing is God showed Ezekiel the vision, which means somebody was praying. Come on now. I'm telling you, somebody was praying. Ezekiel was praying. Somebody was praying, even in the barren situation, dusty, dank, dark. Somebody was praying. And the man of God, the Lord showed him a vision. So I'm always amazed at the stories in the Bible. I like the Old Testament sometimes better than the New because of the stories. So the Valley of Dry Bones, Ezekiel 37, the breath of life. And as I said before, I'm inspired. Can you imagine God has chosen us as believers in Christ to be a witness to the nations? His plan, His desire is not that we dry up, you know, that we just dry up. And His plan is not that we dry up. We are sitting in the house of the Lord. Dry is not His plan that we dry up. So there can be days in life when we seem to feel like we feel like we're dry. In our spirit, in our emotions, things that is going on, we feel dry. So I love this, because the Spirit of the Lord comes to lift our hearts and to breathe life into us. And the Bible says in Ezekiel that he, you know, it was the bones, then it was the sinews, it was the muscles, and it was the strength. It was the bones, it was the sinews, the muscle, and the strength, and then it was the flesh to cover the sinews, and then it was the skin. God has a, I'm telling you, God has a formula. He could have just let the bones just walk and talk. But he didn't. He put them back together again. He put them back together again. So the Spirit of the Lord comes to us today to lift our hearts and to breathe life into us. So just, you know, open your heart, open your time in which you're living in. See the signs of the times and hear his word. And as he reveals to us to breathe, the breath of life gives us life. God's Spirit gives us life. So the scripture says in Ezekiel 37, and in the Message Bible, it says, God grabbed me. I love this. God grabbed me, because sometimes we just need the Lord grab us. God grabbed me. God's Spirit took me and sat me down in the middle of an open plain strewn with bones. Listen to the message of God. God, the Master, told the dry bones, watch this. Watch this. He told the bones, watch this. I'm bringing the breath of life to you, and you'll come to life. So no matter how dry you are, the Lord said, watch this. I'm bringing the breath of life to you, and you'll come to life. I'll attach sinews, okay, give you your strength back, put meat on your bones, cover you with skin, and breathe life into you. You'll come alive and realize that I am God. Ezekiel said, I prophesied just as I was commanded. As I prophesied, there was a sound, an old rustling. As I prophesied, the bones moved, underline that. They had no, that part right there just makes me want to preach, but they had no breath in them. You need the breath, Hana, Sia, glory to God. You need the breath, the wind, the presence of God. You can have all of it down to the last detail, but it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by the Spirit of the living God. So, verse 9, Ezekiel says, prophesy, he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy to the wind, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, tell the breath. God, the Master, says, come from the four winds. Come, breath, breathe on the slain by breathe life. So I prophesied just as he commanded me, the breath, just as he commanded me. The breath entered them, and they came alive. They stood on their feet, a huge army. Then God said to me, son of man, these bones are the house of Israel. Listen to what they're saying. Listen to what they're saying. Son of man, these bones are the house of Israel. Listen to what they're saying. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is gone. There's nothing left for us. I am God. I've said it. I'll do it. That's God's decree. And I just want to read some scriptures for you. It's coming. Yes, it will happen. This is the day I've been telling you about, Ezekiel 39 and 8. When the time is ripe, Ezekiel 38 and 15, I'll put my glory on display, Ezekiel 39 and 21. Look and listen. Pay close attention to everything I'm going to show you. This is for somebody. This is why you have been brought here, Ezekiel 40 and 4. I'll make sure your fruit trees and your fields, field crops flourish back to your own land, Ezekiel 36 and 30. I'll make this place teem with life. human and animal, country, human and animal, country burst into life and more life. I'll treat you better than I have before. Burst with new growth, putting branches and bearing fruit for my, that they can see it with their own eyes. Ezekiel 36:23. I will make them and everything around my hill a blessing. I'll send down plenty of rain in season, showers of blessing. Trees in the orchard will bear fruit. Ground will produce. See, we need to just hear the word. Ground will produce. They'll feel content and safe on their land. They'll live safe and sound, fearless and free. Ezekiel 34:25-27. Rich garden, lavish of vegetables. Banish fierce animals from the country. Sheep live safely in the wilderness and forest. I'll doctor the injured, build up the weak ones, oversee the strong ones. Come on, y'all. Ezekiel 34:18. God the Master says, from now on, I myself am the shepherd. I'm going after my sheep. I'll lead them to lush pasture, feed on rich pasture on the mountain. I myself will make sure they get plenty of rest. Ezekiel 34. I'll give you. You need to put your name right there. I'll give you Daphne. Bold and confident words to speak. They'll realize, oh, bless the name of God, that I am God. Ezekiel 29:21. Colossians 1:28 says, this mystery has been kept in the dark for a long time, but now it's out in the open. God wanted everyone to know this rich and glorious secret inside and out, regardless of their background, regardless of their religious standing. The mystery in a nutshell is just this, Christ in you. The mystery is Christ in us. The mystery is that in our dryness, the Spirit of the Lord. In a nutshell, is just this, Christ in you. So therefore, you can look forward to sharing in God's glory. It's that simple. That's what I'm working. That's what I'm working so hard at day after day, year after year, doing my best with the energy God so generously gives me. Colossians 1:28. So these are the promises of God that we need to hold on to. These are the miracles that we need to hold on to. And the mystery is Christ in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us. So whatever you're experiencing today, my prayer for you is that God will breathe life into you, that his words will be deposited into you. And I know it will be, because he said his word will not return void. It will accomplish what he sent it to do. His words will be deposited in you so deep that every day you'll draw from the truth that are in God's word. Yes. Yes, he is for us. He is for us. He loves us. And this is the most amazing thing. He has chosen us. We are the apple of God's eye. He has chosen us. So no matter what you're going through, you need to say this, I'm chosen by God. I have his breath. The Lord came upon him like a dove. And then right after that, Jesus did not do ministry. Come on, preach Holy Ghost. The Bible says Jesus was driven, compelled, impelled. Yes, it was. That's a word. To go, it was driven, compelled to go to the desert and be tempted 40 days and 40 nights. You need to hear the Spirit of the Lord. He's speaking. So sometimes, because we're in dryness, does not mean that God has not led us there. So the Spirit of the Lord leads Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones. I guess y'all marinate on that for a minute. The breath of God brings new life to a place of death. And the wind of God causes the dry bones to live. The Spirit of God brings new life, But it does not mean that he will bring the same. Because, you know, not the same. It's new. It can't be the same if it's new. New is new. We want new life, but we want to do the same old things. No, it's new is new. The Spirit of the Lord drove Jesus to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil 40 days. When Jesus came out that wilderness, honey, he was new. He had, the Bible says, and I love it. Oh, my goodness. Even when he, I don't know why I'm going there, but even when he was in the garden, the Bible says he prayed until sweat came like drops of blood, right? Right after that, the Bible says the angels came to minister to him. Right after the wilderness experience, the Bible says angels came to minister to Jesus. We want to get out of our valley experiences so quickly. Oh, I know I'm talking to somebody because I wasn't going there. We want to get out of our valley experiences so quickly. But we have to go through the process, just like the children of Israel, 70 years. Listen, and sometimes it's because of our hard-headedness, but sometimes it's just because God wants to show you. Thank you, Jesus. God wants to show himself mighty through us. And no one likes to be in the wilderness. No one likes to be where it's dry. No one, you know, we're craving for water. David says, my soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. Come on, Pastor Smith, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. So, there you have it. Listen, it's not always because we're disobedient. I just want to say that. Some of us are in the wilderness because God wants to show his glory. Okay, so I'm going to read this part now, and I'm going to be done because I'm excited. Now I just feel like I just want to have some church. So the Spirit of God is at work not to turn back the hands of time, not that we can relive our past successes. The Lord used us 30 years ago, and no, or yesterday, no, he wants us to move forward. Israel never returned back to her glory days. She never returned back to being a superpower. Never. Never until Jesus comes back. Never. The Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans, God used them. God used them. And Israel never returned. So it doesn't mean because the Spirit of the Lord has moved on us and through us that we'll go back to our glory days. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But what it does mean that God seems more interested in the fact that he wants to revive our spirit and, you know, our spirit and our soul, our heart and our soul. He wants to revive us as a people. He wants to revive us as a people. He wants to revive us so we can have fellowship with him. He wants to revive our heart and soul. He wants us to have a new mind, a new heart, a new spirit, a heart of flesh. That's what he desires. That's what he desires. So if we're looking for prestige and power in the mega church and the mega this and the mega that, Jesus had a mega church. But it didn't come by him per se, if he was the Son of the living God. But if he had not gone through that wilderness experience and had been tempted of the devil 40 days and said to God the Father, I ain't doing this. I'm not going in the wilderness today. What you mean in the wilderness? No food, no water, snakes, scorpions, it's dry out there. It didn't say he had a tarp, a tent, or nothing. Oh my goodness. And the Bible says when he came out with ministry. He came out with power. You know, it's Saturday. Know that the Lord wants to spend some time with you. So I know it's Saturday and we have things to do, and places to go. But the Lord wants to spend some time with us. All right? All right. Love you. Keep praying for me. Pray for Pastor. Pray for Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated. We love you. And we want you to know that you are purposed for godliness. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday.
The enemy came up against your character. You will win. Win. You will win. Win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. Came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will.